the city of Greater Bendigo. Lots happening there, as always, and we catch up with the CEO, Craig Neiman, to chat about that this morning. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Good, good. Thank you. There's the old saying, no rest for the wicked. I assume that on Australia Day you had some official duties to enact?
Yeah, we certainly council plays a role across a number of different functions on Australia Day. Great work by the community organisations that run the events across Greater Bendigo. Yesterday for me was out to the Bendigo Jockey Club for the Bendigo Sandhurst Rotary Club function, which is sort of the official ceremony that we hold to formally announce the Citizen and Young Citizen of the Year, and the Rotary Club announced an ambassador for their year. Different setting this year, Robbo, out there at the Jockey Club. It was because of COVID and making it a safe environment, normally at Lake Runa. But a good crowd and lots of people out enjoying that activity and being able to be outside and celebrate Australia Day.
Yeah, and of course a number of new Australian citizens too.
Yeah, early afternoon was a citizenship ceremony, and we always have one on Australia Day. We had that at Alumbra Theatre this year. 70 new citizens from right across the globe. People that some have lived in Bendigo for quite a while, others have been here for only a short time, but all of which have made a decision to become an Australian citizen. So we have an official ceremony to formalise that process, and then they get a certificate and a gift from the city and a plant, which they can plant and remember their day. So it's a very, it's a great ceremony, and lots of very happy people that we see there, our families together with their friends and work colleagues and so on. It's a really pleasant and well-received event. So well done to all of those people that became Australian citizens yesterday.
Yeah, congratulations. It's fantastic. It is. Hey, talking of Citizen and Young Citizen of the Year, they were announced. We actually spoke to Jed Zimmer, early in the week, the Young Citizen of the Year. Very impressive young man.
Oh, very capable. He spoke a couple of times yesterday at both those functions that I just mentioned. Jed's done a great deal of work already in his young life, helping other people of all abilities, and particularly young men, to look and learn about their mental health and keep themselves well. Jed's a very fit person. He did a push-up challenge, I think it was last year.
Yeah.
And did 3,000 something push-ups, something that I wouldn't even dream of doing, Robbo. And not even when I was at my fittest. But yeah, no, he's a great young guy, and he's going to do some great work in the community around mental health awareness. And Alana McGregor, who's the Citizen of the Year, similar. Alana went through some pretty horrific time in her life when she lost a son and a daughter to suicide. So she's taken up the challenge of working hard with the Suicide Prevention and Awareness Network, or SPAN, and has done a huge amount of work in that in the community, helping people who have experienced loss or trying to prevent that loss from happening. So that two very worthy recipients of that citizenship award, and very capable people.
Yes, indeed. A couple of quick things to finish up with, mate. First, we're back on sort of song now a bit, because the final Summer in the Park movie night's tomorrow night, and looks like it's going to rain. So we've had a pretty good run this year.
It had to happen one night, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
Canterbury Park tomorrow night. So it's been out at White Hills the last couple of Friday nights, but tomorrow night's Canterbury Park. Farmageddon is the movie. Bring a chair, picnic rug, etc. It is an alcohol and pet-free event. I think we've been experienced a little bit of alcohol and pets attending, and it's a bit hard to watch a movie when you've got dogs barking at each other and that sort of thing.